Yo, Mr. President, excuse me please for being a pesty reporter, but about those tax returns you've promised to make public but have not. Maybe you've seen the news about tax returns in Illinois, Governor Pritzker's returns. When Pritzker was campaigning for office, he promised to make his returns public. A few months late, but now he's done it. So now we can see his money. How much taxable income he earned last year, how much of it he owed federal and state governments, how much of it he paid. Governor Pritzker and his wife Mary Catherine filed a joint return reporting that they earned $5,550,000 taxable dollars and that they paid, at a rate of 34%, $2,700,000. The Pritzker returns also report his earnings from an Illinois trust and the $34 million he paid in taxes on it and the $464,000 he deducted for his charitable donations. Plentiful information, telling us quite a bit, surely not everything, but yes, quite a bit, about the wealth of the governor of Illinois. A promise kept by Pritzker, like those now being kept by many politicians running for office, being elected, and responding to demands for transparency. Pritzker keeping his promise has opened a door for us to learn about favors he may be doing for his friends and campaign contributors, and a door for us to look into any suspected or whistleblown conflicts of interest, a promise that all politicians ought to keep. Yo, Mr. President, it's your turn. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNRadio.com or download the WGN Radio app.